Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Korach. This Aliyah has 12 psukim, and it continues the from the last Aliyah. In the last Aliyah, we heard about gifts that we have to give to Kohanim. In this Aliyah, we hear about gifts that we give to Levi'im, specifically Ma'aser. In exchange, the Levi gets Ma'aser in exchange for his work in the Beit HaMikdash, and in exchange for the fact that the Levi does not receive any land in Eretz Yisrael, except for the 48 cities around the country. We also hear in this Aliyah that the Levi is commanded to give a tenth of the tenth that he receives, and he has to give that tenth to a Kohen. That is called Trumat Ma'aser, or Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser. This last idea, this Trumat Ma'aser, or this Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser, we have to ask a question. Why indeed must a Levi give away some of his Ma'aser? He receives them as a gift. He receives this Ma'aser as a gift. Why does he have to turn around and give some Ma'aser from the Ma'aser that he receives? Why does he have to give that to a Kohen? The Sefer HaChinuch says the following idea. First of all, it's not entirely clear who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. We do know that it was written by a student of the Ramban, so we know it was written in the 13th century, and it was first published in Venice in 1523. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason for the mitzvah of Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser that a Levi must give to a Kohen is to instill within the mindset of the Levi'im that the Kohanim are above them, that their role is secondary to the Kohanim. And this in turn will teach the Levi'im that the Kohanim too are not the highest. The Kohen Gadol is even higher than a regular Kohen. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, of course, is even higher than a Kohen Gadol. It's a very important message to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits atop the entire world, of course. It's indeed a beautiful message that the Levim have to internalize and we have to internalize. Perhaps one can suggest another idea. In Parshat Bishalach regarding the man, the Torah tells us that Hashem giving the man to Bnei Israel was in part a test. Take a look in Sefer Shmot in Parshat Bishalach, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Dalid. Hashem says, I'm giving you the man, lema'an anasenu. Hayelech b'torati imlo. I'm giving you the man to test you. I'm giving the man to test Bnei Yisrael. And various mefarshim offer different explanations as to what exactly the test was regarding the man. But perhaps one can suggest an idea based on the Ibn Ezra of Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167. The great test of the man, it seems from what the Ibn Ezra is saying, the great test of the man is that it is very, very difficult to be in a constant state of taking. At some point, in the very beginning when we receive a gift, we say thank you, and another gift we say thank you, and a third gift we say thank you, but eventually we begin to hold the person giving it to us in a certain level of contempt. Who do they think they are? Why are they giving me so many things? It's very, very hard to be for 40 years in the desert and only receive from Hashem. It's an amazing test because it happens to be that everything we have in this world is a gift from God. And we have to remember that I always have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I receive on some level is the man, is man. And that perhaps is a message that's happening to the Levi'im here as well. Being in a constant state of taking is not good for a Jew. Yes, we all do need to take some time, but if we never give, it's a very challenging test. And that's the same with the Levi'im. They take and they take and they take all the time. That's fine. But they must not become takers. They also have to give. They have to learn how to give. They have to give of themselves to others. It's a very important message that the Levi has to internalize as well. He is receiving regularly from Bnei Israel, but he is not only a taker. He is also a giver. Trumat Ma'aser helped the Levi turn into a giver. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.